You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Locked and loaded, ready to go for a Friday. Eastern Iowa and beyond. Welcome in at 3:04. Great to have you aboard. It is a Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. They are online at DuPaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website, DuPaco.com. They've got all the information you need. And while you're there, thank them for being the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. Got a good show for you. We will have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you coming up. Your chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway with one of our prognosticators, including a guest picker today. We'll discuss more on that coming up in just a little bit. We get you ready for the football weekend, college and pro. Iowa hosting Michigan State. Iowa State on the road at Oklahoma for the final time, more than likely. And then the professional football weekend, which got started last night with Detroit making a statement with the win at Lambeau Field for the second consecutive time as they defeat the Green Bay Packers. That and a little golf for you today as well. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. 319-366-1600. We apologize. Our phone lines are down. Are they still down at the moment, Isaac?
Yes, we are hopefully going to have them up soon, but we will, of course, update you if they are not.
So please get a hold of us via the text line today, at least for the moment. 319-366-1600 here on 1600 ESPN and 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, in Iowa City 106.3 FM, as well as the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. You just heard from Isaac. Mark Dukes joining me on this sunny, warm, late September Friday afternoon from the back porch. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, it's going to get warmer. Good afternoon, Scott, Isaac, everyone out there. And I actually didn't know guest pickers were allowed in the rules, but then again, there are no rules, right?
Well, we've had guest pickers before, Mark.
I think Claire made some picks.
For me.
You got to get Destiny in here. She's been asking to come on and talk sports with you guys for months now.
Well, let's see how you do today, Isaac.
Oh, okay, we'll see.
Let's see how you do. I just need a week off. Sometimes you just need to sit back, watch the game being played in front of you, and that's what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to turn things over to Isaac, and we have consulted a little briefly, and we're ready to go.
I thought it was like going to be a group effort where you still had your picks. I just give my little input, you can take it if you'd like.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
All right.
We'll see
good.
How it goes. I have. Give me one veto.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's your picks, so you can have as many vetoes as you want.
Isaac, two and four is the bar, Isaac.
I think I could up to three. I think I could make an even 3-3.
Woo!
That's going to be the goal.
Wait a minute. You're going to rock the boat if you get the 3-3.
It's better than 2-4. I can't promise a win, but hopefully I can do better than that.
We will do that coming up a little bit later on today on the program. As we mentioned, a lot of football to get to, but we start things off with overnight happenings outside of Rome at Marco Simone Country Club, Simone Country Club, I'm sorry, as the Ryder Cup is underway, and we wish we had better news for the Americans and Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson, the captain, as right now it is a one-sided affair. The Europeans chipping in, making clutch putts, played very, very well, and the Euros with, I think it's the second largest lead after the first day in the over 100-year history of the Ryder Cup, Mark. They lead it 6.5 to 1.5 after the first day.
Yeah, Zach Johnson tried to put a shine of optimism on this, saying it's really only the second quarter. There's 2 days left of the competition, but it's like it's 27-3 in the second quarter. This is a 5-point lead after 1 day. Two more sessions tomorrow. Singles matches on Sunday. Europe got off to a great start, 4-0 in alternate shots, and it looked like the United States might claim a 3-1 victory in the afternoon session and close the gap to 5-3. But circumstances as they were, Europe came back, tied three matches, and made it all that more difficult for the U.S. And some folks piling on Zach Johnson right now for his choice in groupings in the morning. And I understand that. I'm trying not to, you know, I'm trying to forget he's from Cedar Rapids and be apologetic for him. But I don't think he's above reproach in that. But on the other hand, Europe played so well today. Zach could have sent anybody out there, and there was no guarantee of victory.
Yeah, very true. I mean, John Rahm eagled two of the last three holes, and that effectively and got one to hop in on 18. He hit the putt so hard. Hey, like you said, top players do that. Ludvig Åberg was very good, paired up with Victor Hovland, who had not won a match until today. And I think the Americans are really going to look back at the last two of the last three matches that were tied and halved in the afternoon session today, especially the last one with Wyndham Clark. Hate to pile on Wyndham Clark, the U.S. Open champion, but just absolutely striped a drive on the par 5 18th and then basically almost shanked one into the crowd on the right, almost hit it into the water then on the chip. And then, lo and behold, Justin Rose, the elder statesman of the European team, came through with a big birdie, and it went from two up with two to go to a tie. And that, you know, you'd think, well, half point, not a big deal. It is a big deal.
You know, Rahm played insanely good, and he had three chip-ins on the day, one in the morning, two in the afternoon, made big putts. Seemed like the Europeans made everything they looked at. Victor Hovland made a big putt on 18 in his match. To have that one just when it looked like the U.S. might pick up a point. But is it over? No. Does it look dire? Yep.
It does. 4-0 in the alternate shot early this morning. Did you get up and watch it? I know you didn't, Mark. I did not. We are avid golfers, and we did not get up in the wee hours in the morning to watch it.
Not in the wee hours. It was wee hours for me, about 6:45.
Yeah. I was up early. I got it. I tuned in, and first thing I saw was, oh, boy, the big 4-0 lingering in the top left of the screen there. Not a good way to start things off. Everybody got in today for both teams, including Robert McIntyre. There was a lot of speculation if the Europeans were going to have McIntyre in there. They did, and he played very well. Striped his first drive, 335 down number one, and ended up with a birdie right there. McIlroy and Fitzpatrick, a big 5-3 victory over Colin Morikawa and Xander Schauffele. Justin Spieth was inexplicably absent in the back nine, along with Justin Thomas, usually the Americans' top pairing, and Spieth just did not have it over the last few holes, made JT go basically on his own. Koepka went out with Scheffler, and of course, when Rahm made the eagle, that took a full point away from the Americans, and then Rose took another half point away when he made the birdie putt there on the 18th hole. Three matches in the afternoon went to 18. Europe won the hole each and every time. Not something that was lost on European captain Luke Donald today.
Not at all. And I didn't watch any of the morning session, but I can tell you in the afternoon, it seemed like not every, but almost all U.S. putts just skimmed the hole. Just could not get many big putts in the hole, and Europe did, and you have to tip your cap.
You do. 319-366-1600. Did you get up early and watch it today? Watch the golf from over in Rome, outside of Rome, Italy. The pairings are set for the foursomes, the alternate shot for tomorrow morning. They came out about an hour ago. And Zach Johnson is going out with the heavy artillery tomorrow. And you have to if you're Zach at this point. The Americans need a 3-1 or a 4-0 tomorrow. And they're starting off with Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. Seemingly, Zach is going to sink or swim with his controversial captain's pick of Justin Thomas. But he's the fiery one of this United States team. There's no Captain America Patrick Reed out there this year.
Thomas didn't play bad.
No, Thomas did not play bad. And like I said, he was basically on his own several holes on the back nine today, going at it and trying to bring a point home to the Americans. But he and Jordan, good friends, are going to try it again tomorrow. They are going to take on Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood. So Luke Donald's going with the same groupings in the alternate shot, but he is changing up the order a little bit. So he is sensing blood in the water right now, because his first two folks he's sending out, first two groups, Mark, Rory and Fleetwood, followed by Victor Hovland and Ludvig Åberg tomorrow.
Yeah, and you can't really blame Donald or the Europeans for sending that lineup out again. And I've got to believe the U.S. needs a minimum of 6, if not more, points tomorrow. Total of 8 between the two sessions. Got to get at least 6, if not more.
Yeah, because you can't have it come down to the singles and try to win this thing singles day on Sunday 9-3. I mean, it's just not going to happen. Scottie Scheffler and Brooks Koepka will take on Hovland and Åberg. And then the third match out, it will be Max Homa and Brian Harman taking on Sepp Straka and Shane Lowry. Shane is the cheerleader for the Europeans. He has taken over for Ian Poulter in that particular role. And then the anchor match in the morning will be Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele taking on Rahm and Hatton tomorrow. So my thinking for Luke Donald is go out, try to put a stranglehold on this thing with Rory and Fleetwood, followed by Hovland and Åberg, and then save Rahm and Hatton to maybe just, you know, tighten things a little bit.
12:88 on the text sign was up at 2:30 a.m. It was so disappointing. JT looks solid. Is Brian Harman ill? Now, Zach Johnson said in his post-matches comments today that there was a bit of something going through the team room. No excuses, but some congestion and a little bit of something going on in the room. Hopefully maybe that'll help. I don't know.
Yeah. The U.S. played like the Iowa offense, 0905. Unfortunately, there are some very funny photos, I guess funny in a certain way, going around Twitterdom today, or X-dom today, whatever you want to call it out there. 319-366-1600. And yes, Ian from Oxford letting us know the Braves have clinched the home field throughout the playoffs by virtue of their win over the Cubs last night. It was a crazy night, Mark, in baseball, before we get to football here, because you had the Braves beating the Cubs, so they get the home field throughout. And then you had the Marlins, after the Cubs lost, coming from behind in the ninth inning to take the lead at Citi Field in New York against the Mets, and then a monsoon moved in, caused the game. They waited until after 12:15 New York time before they finally suspended it. The rain just would not stop. So what does that mean with New York now leaving, or excuse me, with the Marlins having to leave New York? If there is a, if, Mark, they need to play it They are going to have that game picked up on Monday. So the Marlins would have to fly back to New York to play maybe a half inning to try to win a wild card spot on Monday.
I think they take that. The Marlins are up 2-1 in the ninth inning. They have to go to Pittsburgh for three here before that possible resumption of the game on Monday. And this is the way the rules are written. Typically during the regular season, you know, a game that is four and a half innings or more is an official game, but not in this situation.
Cubs are pretty much on, they are in bad shape at the moment. At the moment. If the Marlins got that game done last night, in essence, with the tiebreaker in hand, the Marlins would be two games up on the Cubs at this point, with the Cubs going to Milwaukee for three. So it is looking more and more like it's going to be, unless, of course, the Reds come through and have a sweep of their own and get a little bit of help, that it's going to be the Marlins getting that third wild card spot. But there's still three games left in the season, right?
Yes, indeed. And Cajun Troy, our friend on the text line, this game just means that Charles Barkley lost money. He bet on the Marlins.
Charles has enough money that he's going to be just fine. Going to be just fine. 3:21, let's get to football. Iowa and Michigan State tomorrow night at Kinnick Stadium. It is a blackout in Iowa City, if you are so inclined, and we'll be there, which makes a whole lot of sense since the afternoon high is at least forecast to be 89 degrees. And we talked about this in the Before the Boom podcast, which is up and available for you at kgymradio.com. You can go check that out if you'd like. We encourage you to do so. I think we all were in agreement, Mark, that this was a tough one to digest and to look at and to even forecast coming up on Saturday night with everything that has gone on with Michigan State in East Lansing this week and over the last several weeks and everything that has gone on, obviously, with the offense for the Iowa Hawkeyes. This one's a head-scratcher tomorrow night.
Yeah, it is. And Michigan State is not good. They're not awful. Michigan State is not very good. It has had its moments. This just in, Iowa's not very good either.
Yeah, I'm reserving judgment on both. Can I say that? Michigan State has played a tough schedule. They've played, obviously, the Washington Huskies, very, very good football team. They played Maryland last week. No offense to Iowa State or to Penn State. Iowa has played two very tough teams as well, but I'm not sure the Michigan State is as bad as people say, and I think they might get a little emotional lift this week. We'll see.
That could be. I want to pose the question that I posted on Before the Boom. Pose this to our listeners. Iowa has eight games remaining, and maybe at the beginning of the year you penciled in W's and L's. Is there any of your remaining eight games that you would bet a week's or a month's pay on that Iowa's going to win, knowing what we know right now?
319-366-1600. I wouldn't. I would not at all. I would not at all. I just don't know how things are going to go. I am freely admitting that for Saturday night. I do not know how things are going to go between Iowa and Michigan State. Jeff, with a basic one-word answer, Mark, to your question, nope. Not a chance, says 9843. 2705 answers, have you seen my Gophers? Yes. I still don't know, even though Iowa's never lost to P.J. Fleck and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. We'll see.
Well, that's kind of why you can't bet a week's paycheck on Iowa beating Northwestern at Wrigley Field because of that game, right?
I wouldn't I would not bet a salary check on any Iowa game. I wouldn't do it on any game, period. But I would not do it, especially on an Iowa game so far this year. 319-366-1600. You have provoked a lot of great responses, Mark, on the text line. Oh, man.
6686.
Yeah, 6686. So a very succinct one.
Hell no, because no's not enough.
Ah, man. Listen, one of these teams I think is going to have a little bit of a euphoric breakthrough tomorrow night. I think it will be Iowa, being at home, being a night game. How much energy is going to be in the park tomorrow night? That's what I want to know. It's going to be hot. It's going to be a full day of hydration, if you will, for the fans tomorrow. Is that going to bring about a boisterous crowd? If I'm Iowa, boy, I would get things going right away, because if that offense is stagnant through the first quarter, I don't think, Mark, it's going to take very long for the Boo Birds to come out tomorrow night.
No, but you would think Iowa, after that loss at Penn State, would be highly motivated to put on a good showing. It's very difficult to rebound from a historic loss like that. But you've had all week to try and put it behind you. I mean, are you going to sulk, or are you going to try to get better and be highly motivated to win a Big Ten home game and get back on the right track? We'll find out tomorrow night.
We will. We will. That game, of course, an NBC national broadcast tomorrow night. And it is a blackout, as we mentioned, at Kinnick Stadium. 319-366-1600. Iowa State goes to Norman, probably for the final time, as Iowa State takes on the Oklahoma Sooners. Recent history has been kind to Iowa State going to Norman. They have played and beaten Oklahoma in Norman on occasion. Played them very, very close. I know we're going to pick this game coming up in just a little bit, Mark. But we're going to see if Iowa State can keep that offense going. Maybe get a little bit of a running attack to try to at least keep the OU defense honest, which is much better this year with bringing in some transfers. Brent Venables with his second year with his thumbprint on the Oklahoma defense. And Oklahoma would like nothing better than to win the Big 12 in its last year before they head off to the SEC and greener waters over there. So it's going to be a tough task for Iowa State. But like I said, they have played well down at Oklahoma in recent visits.
Yeah, and I don't think that counts for much, because this is really a good Oklahoma football team. That is the strength of it is its defense, and didn't exactly roll over Cincinnati in its last game, 20-6. But this would be arguably the best defense Iowa State plays, and just when you get confidence in your offense in that Oklahoma State game, now you got to go to Oklahoma and try to at least duplicate it in part. It'd be tough.
I'm trying to figure out how many points Iowa State needs to score tomorrow night to have a shot at this thing. In the past, I would say 30 to 35, but I don't think so. I mean, mid-20s, you put 28 up if you're Matt Campbell. If the football genie came down to Matt Campbell's office today and said, hey, coach, 28 points, take it or leave it. What do you do if you're Matt Campbell?
Take it in a heartbeat.
I think I would. I agree with you. I think I would take it. And that's tomorrow night. We've got it for you at 4 o'clock with the pregame and 6 o'clock, just past 6 o'clock, with the kickoff on the Cyclone Radio Network here on 1600 ESPN and our FM frequencies as well, as Iowa State will take on those Sooners, probably for the final time over in Norman, Oklahoma. And you and I taking on the Penguins of Youngstown State at the Dome tomorrow in Cedar Falls. If you don't like the sound of cowbells, please bring earplugs. The Penguin fans, Mark, if you do not know, they bring cowbells with them.
I was unaware.
I've been to a UNI Youngstown State game where I was also unaware of that. I don't think there's going to be a ton of young. When I went, it was when Youngstown State was winning 1AA national championships, which has been 10 to 15 years ago. And they had a ton of people there. And it was, it was annoying. I'm not going to lie to you. It was annoying. Indoors is much different than Stark Vegas and Mississippi State when they had their cowbells. That kind of goes up in the air. This one just rings off the roof, off all the walls, off the floor, off of everything. And after about 2 hours, that was the pre-beer era, by the way, of college football as well. So, yeah, if you're headed to Cedar Falls tomorrow, be aware, Youngstown State fans bring cowbells. That's my public service announcement of the day here on KGYM.
Okay.
Thank you. Are you ready for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update?
I am indeed.
All right, let's get to it. It's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Eat local, everybody. Check out what they have at emilshideaway.com. What do we got today?
The NFL owners and NFLPA have agreed to revisions in gambling penalties. Going forward, a player who bets on the NFL on an NFL game will be subject to a year suspension. Those who place wagers on non-NFL games, first offense, 2 games, second offense, 6 games. In the Major League Baseball, manager Derek Shelton of the Pittsburgh Pirates has announced that Mitch Keller is being shut down for the year, not because of injuries, because he has pitched close to 200 innings. Mitch reached career bests in 10 statistical categories, including 13 wins and 210 strikeouts for the Buccos this year. Bryce Harper was ejected by Angel Hernandez last night. Don't know if you saw this.
Oh, yeah.
Angel was the third base umpire. And on a check swing by Bryce Harper, which 99% of the country would agree, he checked his swing. Angel Hernandez rung him up. Harper took about 2 seconds to get to third base. And Hernandez immediately got tossed from the game. Best part of this story was when Harper reached the dugout, he threw his batting helmet into the crowd, and a 10-year-old boy caught it and had it autographed. Nice end to the story. Finally, Colorado Athletic Director Rick George has issued a letter urging Buffalo fans not to rush the field anymore, including this Saturday when the Buffaloes face Southern Cal. Rick, I don't think you're going to have to worry about that.
Nope, I don't think you're going to have to worry about it, but you never, never know. I will throw this out as well, Mark. In the world of racing, NASCAR this weekend, the Cup playoffs go to Talladega this weekend, the Talladega Super Speedway in Talladega, Alabama. And two drivers, Ryan Preece and Cole Custer, are going to drive replicas of the two cars that Ricky Bobby and Cal Naughton drove in Talladega Nights. Yes, NASCAR will do anything to try to outgun football in the ratings game.
Good luck with that, but it's a nice touch.
They look cool. They look good. They did a little. It's on social networking and everywhere you can find it. They did a little couple takeoffs and spoofs about the movie with Ricky Bobby and Cal Naughton with Shake and Bake and all that. It was very good. And kudos to them for coming up with it. By the way, Brickyard 400 is back next year, the 30th anniversary. That is hard to believe, by the way. 1994 was the first one. And it's going back to the Oval, which has brought a lot of support from NASCAR Nation out there and a lot of racing fans until probably lap 10 when the parade starts and everyone goes, oh, yeah, this is why we went to the road course. But for the 30th anniversary, why not? Let them try it. 319-366-1600-335. We're going to take a small, short break, come back. A little bit about last night's Packer-Lions game and get you ready for the pick six. And that's coming up when we return on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And it's going to be a sunny and warm day. Temperatures will be in the low 80s this afternoon. As we head into tonight, we'll have clear skies and drop down into the low 60s. The weekend's going to be sunny, toasty, and quiet. We will have temperatures in the upper 80s tomorrow, nearing records. And then on Sunday, we'll be in the mid 80s. We'll continue with temperatures in the mid 80s Monday and Tuesday, with some cooler weather coming for the end of the week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Life is too short, but what makes it special? Those little moments that happen every day. Those big moments that take our breath away. But no matter the moment, you have to be healthy enough to make them. For women, that means watching our alcohol use as we age, because our bodies can't handle it like we used to. Let's put down the drink so we can savor the moments. Visit yourlifeiowa.org for more info. A message from Iowa HHS.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Protect your vehicles with Versatube Building Systems from Menards and get 11% off. Versatube offers a great variety of metal carports, sheds, shelters, and garages to give you plenty of outdoor storage options. They're easy to assemble with Versatube's slip-fit frame system. Right now, all Versatube Building Systems are 11% off. Good through October 1st. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Don't miss out. Catch WagerWise every Wednesday morning in the 8 o'clock hour. Presented by your go-to sportsbook, Betfred.
3:38 on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Back with you on Monday to wrap up the football and sports weekend. And we have, I believe somebody tweeted out last night, Mark, that for the 54 of the next 55 days, we have at least one football game, college or pro, which is spectacular and A-OK as far as I'm concerned. And that started with, I hate to say it, as Spencer walks into the studio here, Green Bay and Detroit last night. I'm sorry. Hey, you have Damon. It's Dame time.
I used up all my goodwill on Wednesday.
Brewers and
the
Dame
division
time.
And Dame time, and then yeah.
Okay, I will ask you.
I tortured myself and watched that whole thing last night.
I will ask you before I ask Mark. How scared? You told me last before you. I left the studio yesterday. Detroit was going to win, so you weren't surprised, right?
No, not. I mean, producer Andrew. I'm calling him out. It's a calling him out kind of day here at the station. Apparently, producer Andrew somehow convinced me to pick the Packers on my show yesterday. And I should have picked the Lions. He just nudged me to go with my heart instead of my head. So I'm pinning that pick on my show yesterday I'm producer Andrew.
Okay. You can do
so
that.
I'm calling him out.
You can do that.
On the carpet. But I am not surprised. The Lions are a much better football team. As a Packer fan, I'm embarrassed at the amount of Honolulu blue in the stands last night at Lambeau. But the Lions are on the upswing. The Packers are on the downswing.
Yeah. Were you surprised, Mark?
Not in the least that Packer fans poured beer on St. Brown.
Amon-Ra, the sun god.
Yeah, exactly. No, the Lions are good. But to go into Green Bay, I had sort of an inkling Green Bay would win, but my goodness, it was 27-3 at half, and David Montgomery had a huge game.
Yes, he did.
Former Iowa State running back, 121-3, and now the Lions leading north.
Cajun Troy says the Saints give fans hope and opponents false hope.
Accurate, Troy. Thank you for that victory. I will thank Cajun Troy Saints for the win last week.
Yeah,
that was fun. Last night was not.
Not fun. Detroit, I can attest, Detroit is a good football team.
Yes, yes.
Good football team, and they're only going to get better, I think, as long as they stay healthy. But that's pretty much every team out there in the National Football League. All right, quick break. We'll come back, and we will have the panel together for the Pick 6 chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. That's coming up next.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Back with you. Panels assembled, ready to go. Give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids with our Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. And we get the panel together every week, pick 6 games, and then we'll take 4 callers at the end of our picks. And whoever hitches their wagon up to the top prognosticator of the week, we'll get a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. We have Dave with us on the phone lines, which are back at 319-366-1600, just in time for Spencer's show. He's very happy about that.
I am.
That's a good way to go into the weekend.
Yes, yes.
Very good way to go into the weekend. Dave, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And thanks for playing along as per usual. Mark, I'm going to throw it to you for game number one.
Game number one, I happened to win the picks last week at 5-1, so I will bat leadoff. First game, Florida getting 2.5 points at Kentucky. This matchup used to be the old Iowa-Northwestern series in which Iowa clobbered Northwestern year after year. Florida did the same to Kentucky, but not so much recently. And I think Graham Mertz is going to be the difference in this one. So give me Florida. Dave.
Kentucky quarterback Devin Leary transferred in from NC State and hasn't looked comfortable so far. He looked miserable last week in their win over Vanderbilt, throwing for 205 yards, a touchdown and 2 interceptions, while completing only 51% of his passes. The question for the Gators is, can Graham Mertz make enough plays to get this road win? So far this year, he has thrown for 951 yards, 4 touchdowns, only 1 pick, and completing 78% of his passes. Florida has a good running game and a strong defense. They will be looking for revenge, as Kentucky has won the last 2, but Florida has won 48 of the last 57. Give me Florida and the points you can.
Spencer.
I'm gonna roll with the Gators as well. I think they've shown me in the last couple games that they are the better team. So I will do the Gator chomp here in the studio. Only Scott and Isaac can see me, but
you are chomping.
I am doing the Gator chomp. I'll take Florida in the points.
Isaac, first stab at things.
Yeah, Isaac is gonna give his first crack at a pick here. By the way, I have to say, first time I've ever heard the words, you know, Graham Mertz.
Graham Mertz, the difference
the
maker.
The difference maker.
Historic moment for Mark Dukes there.
Trademark. All right, Isaac, what do you think? Are you going to go on the island?
I think Florida's looked like the better team this season, so I would go with Florida.
Smart, man.
He's not trusting Iowa alum Mark Stoops.
I'm sorry.
You're going against the Hawkeyes.
Sort of. So is everyone else.
Yeah, so am I. You're right.
I can't just pin that on me.
No, I'd have done that, too. I'd have done that too. I would have had pause, though, after everyone else took Florida. So that would have been 0-1, so you've already saved me one. Mark, game two.
Game two is Illinois and Purdue in a Big Ten matchup. Illinois favored by 1.5. Dave, you're up first.
Tough game to pick here. Purdue is 1-3 on the season and 0-3 at home. They've won the last three in this series. Purdue coach Ryan Walters spent the last 2 years as the defensive coordinator for the Illini, and then he also took four of their coaches with him. Previous Purdue coach Jeff Brom left to take over the Louisville job. Illinois is 2-2 this year, coming off a win over Florida Atlantic last week. The Illini got drubbed by Penn State 30-13 the week before. The Boilers dropped the second straight game last week to Wisconsin, 38-17. Purdue averages 24 points a game, and defensively, they allow better than 32 points. The Illini average 22 points a game, and they allow 27 points a game. Probably a field goal game. Give me the Illini to win and cover.
Spencer.
I feel like these two teams are pretty much mirror images of each other. I went to Train Island, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and that didn't work out well for me. I watched a good chunk of that game against Wisconsin last weekend, and Purdue did not look very good. So I'm gonna take the master over the apprentice. I will take Bielema and the Illini to beat Purdue.
Ooh. Okay. This game just epitomizes the Big Ten West this year. Can I just open by saying that? Isaac, what do we think here?
I'm still thinking Illinois. I think they'll cut down on some of the sloppiness we've seen from them so far, and Purdue has been less than impressive, is putting it nicely. It's you have your veto, so I'm just saying, I think Illinois.
I'm going to use my veto.
All right, fair enough.
I'm using my veto because Ryan Walters knows that team inside and out. I'm going to go with Purdue. Going to go with Purdue. Getting 1.5 at Ross 8.
So I should...
Purdue. Okay. We're going with, I used my veto. I have Purdue.
Well, you might want to consult Spencer on Train Island, best places to eat.
It's not fun.
I think Dave's defensive numbers for Purdue told me everything, even though I know Walters is working hard on that. But I'm going to go ahead and take Illinois to win and cover. Game three, Spencer is up. It is Michigan giving 17.5 points at Nebraska.
This was, I think, a little bit tougher than I thought it would be to pick. Nebraska has cut down on their turnovers since making that quarterback switch from Jeff Sims to one of the best names in all the Big Ten, Heinrich Harburg. Michigan did not look impressive in the non-conference, but they got the job done. They beat Rutgers, who's decent. I feel like 17.5 is a pretty big number for that game, just considering how Michigan has played. It's their first road game of the season, too. So I'm going to go with the Cornhuskers.
Ooh,
here.
Nice.
Corn Island. There's corn to eat.
23-73 asking in Soccer Ease, did I get relegated?
Well, he wasn't promoted.
Maybe. Isaac, who do we like?
I'm thinking Michigan. I think they're going to want to kind of make a statement. Is kind of, you said they haven't looked impressive. I think they want to look impressive in this win.
All right, we're going Michigan. Going, that'll make Matt the Michigan fan happy. Mark.
I'm going to go Michigan as well. I think the quarterback situation at Nebraska is kind of, maybe not in turmoil, but really kind of unsettled. And J.J. McCarthy is very, very good. I don't like the hook in this game necessarily, 37-20, you know, something like that. But I'll go ahead and take Michigan. Dave.
Michigan gives up less than a touchdown in points per game at 5.8, and they have not allowed more than 7 points in any game this year. The Wolverines are 0-3-1 against the spread this season. Nebraska needs to shorten the game to have any chance in this game. While Michigan averages only 68 plays a game, the Cornhuskers' run defense will be the toughest Michigan has faced. Big Red is second in the nation in run defense, giving up only 46 yards a game and 1.8 yards per carry. Give me Nebraska and all those points.
Woo-hoo.
No Island. Yes.
Game four.
Yeah, and Corum hasn't been very good either, but game four. And Scott/Isaac, you were up first. It is Notre Dame giving 5.5 points at Duke. Duke, a home underdog.
What do you think, Isaac?
I think
game day is going to be there.
I think Notre Dame feels really disappointed about last week. So I would lean Notre Dame. But again, ultimately, it's your pick. So.
I like Notre Dame.
All right.
I like Notre Dame to come back. The Duke bubble bursts on Saturday.
Yeah, I've really been impressed with Duke, undefeated. The whole question is whether how will Notre Dame respond to that really tough loss to Ohio State. I just hope the Irish get 11 guys on the field most plays. But I'll go ahead and take Notre Dame in this one. Dave.
Can Notre Dame recover from that heartbreaking loss last week to Ohio State? Well, the Irish have to go on the road and face a very good Duke team. The Blue Devils are 4-0 on the season and are led by star quarterback Riley Leonard. Add to that, their defense has been something special, giving up only 8.8 points per game, which ranks them fourth in scoring defense. I think the wrong team is favored here. Give me Duke in the points.
Whoa, doggy!
Lou Holtz is mad at you, Dave. Boy, Blue Devil Island sounds not all that pleasant. So I'm going to send Dave there. I'll take Notre Dame. Sam Hartman has a big game, revenge game. Former Wake Forest quarterback going up against Duke. I will take the Irish.
Game five is a Big 12 clash, maybe the last one for a while, at least in the Big 12. It is Iowa State at Oklahoma. The Cyclones getting 19.5 points. I am up this statistic of Oklahoma allowing 8.5 points per game on defense is staring me in the face. I know Iowa State got things unleashed last week. And this is a very difficult assignment, and I think Oklahoma rules in this one. Give me OU.
All right, Dave.
Oklahoma plays Texas next week. And here's the classic look-ahead schedule. And even though it's in Stillwater, it's a lot of points to be giving out. Give me the Cyclones and all those points to cover this week.
Ooh, okay. Spencer.
I agree with you, Dave. Saw a stat. Each of the last 8 meetings with Oklahoma for Iowa State been decided by 10 or fewer points. Cyclones defense keeps them in it. They can play a clean game. I'm not saying they win. I think they have a pretty good shot to keep it within the 19.5. So I'll go with the Cyclones.
What do we think? We're going to put an island for Mark?
19.5 is a lot of points, and I'm thinking like a 2-touchdown win for Oklahoma. So I would take Iowa State.
All right. Sooner Island. Game six.
I've been to Norman. It's quite a nice place.
It is a nice place.
Dave, you are last up. for the final pick and the tiebreaker. Michigan State getting 11.5 points at Kinnick Stadium tomorrow night against Iowa. And the tiebreaker is total offensive yards combined for both teams.
I don't understand why you didn't pick a tougher tiebreaker.
I tried.
Man. I'm going with Iowa here to cover. Looking for just a bounce back from that embarrassment last week. And 571 total.
Whoa! Wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
Woo!
Yeah. Holy cow.
Blowing the roof off.
Epic showdown between Noah Kim and Cade McNamara.
Woo!
It's my turn. Yeah, it's my turn. I'm on the record as saying Iowa winning. I have them winning 21-10. So that is a slight cover by Michigan State. So give me Michigan State to cover the 11.5. I am going to go much less than Dave. I'll go 475. How about that?
All right. Do you have a thing? On Before the Boom, I said Iowa. I took Michigan State in the points.
That's where I was leaning. 11.5 seems a bit much for the Iowa offense.
I'm with you, and I'm going I'm going 451. Mark.
Now listen, these teams combined are averaging 622 yards, giving up 685, so isn't it in the 600s? I don't know.
Take away directional Michigan schools, and what do we got?
I'm not going to put Richmond. Dave on an island. I'm going to take Iowa, and I will say 572.
Oh, Dave, Ooh. He did it to
you. There you go, Dave.
Wow.
He out-Daved Dave. all right. Hey, Dave, thanks for the picks, and good luck to you. We'll talk next week.
Thank you.
All right. We need four contestants. If you've been a contestant for the last 4 weeks, please hold off. Do not call in. Let our other listeners have a shot at it. We have a list here. Isaac's got it all taken care of. 319-366-1600. Go ahead, call, hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. Take that Rookie of the Year candidate, Isaac. He's a good kid, and we need all the help we can get mentally over here on picks. 319-366-1600, and give us a call right now. Winner will get a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. Mark, I'll let you go because I know you need sleep tonight because you are going to be up at 1:30 watching the Ryder Cup.
Negatory. We'll talk to you on Monday.
We will. Good luck, guys. Lot to talk about coming up on Monday. We'll take a look back at the college football weekend, the NFL weekend, wrap up the Ryder Cup as well. And a lot of football talk on Spencer on Sports.
Yep, Football Friday, and I'm going to try to squeeze in some baseball talk because it is the final weekend of the regular season. So.
Where did it go? Where did those 26 weeks go? Or 10 if you're a White Sox fan. Hope you have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you on Monday at 3. It's the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
A Rottweiler named Whiskey, with hours to live, brought back to full health. A terrier named Snoopy, paralyzed in all four legs, who ran and played again within months. These dogs are known as Marty's Miracles. Dogs brought back to health by Dr. Marty.